Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Factor of Tea radio show. I am your host, Janice Montgomery Alvokai-Strauser. It is a beautiful Wednesday here in Fort Worth, Texas. Happy Wednesday. Throughout the entire month of April, we've been celebrating National Women's History Month. And today we celebrate two women. One is going to be my mentor, Maya Angelou. Her topic, her quote, "I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now." It's just a mantra. It is a statement for my life as well as for many women in business. And our second person that we're interviewing today is Allison Bird Haley. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. You know, this being National Women's History Month, I'm sure you've got a quote on perseverance. Would you like to share that with us?
My quote on perseverance is never, take no for an answer. Keep on going. Keep on moving.
Perseverance is something that we in business understand. It's you never give up. You never stop working. And for you, it's about your charity, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's a labor of love. So, yeah, it's persevere, 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 no matter what gets in my way.
Allison, you have had some journeys in your life. Let's talk about your journey.
Okay, my journey, my charity helps cancer patients, and I was affected, my grandfather at 11, I was 11, he passed from colon cancer. As a child, he lived a great life, almost to his 80s. So my understanding was cancer was an awful disease to die from. My son, who is now 19, is a 17-year cancer survivor. So it hit me when my son was quite young, and I, had a child already. So I was a parent with a blessed to have a healthy child and then had an ill child. So I didn't know what to do. Single parent, cancer really impacted, me at that time. And I was lucky to find, avenues to help me get my son to where he needed to go for treatment, to see the doctors. And then the journey moved on, and I lost my mom to cancer 5 years ago, which was very tragic, very sudden, and so it impacted me a great deal. So I thought, God has put things in my life for a reason, and yes, it has been devastating with loss of my mom. It's been devastating loss of my grandfather, but it's been a blessing with, having my son get through it. And my thing was, I'm going to take this pain and turn it into something good to help other people in the community.
And Allison, the name of your charity is what?
Heavenly Mimi, and it's named after my mom.
Heavenly Mimi. What a great name. What a great name. We know what motivated you to get started. You told us a story, but let's talk about how the community in general has supported you in your effort to make a difference in cancer patients/families' lives.
It has been a great thing to meet the people in the community, meet these case managers, meet these nurses, meet these doctors. I thought I had a lot of friends, I have so many more friends now doing this charity, and people are very sincere. They want to help. They want to make a difference. And some people, you know, they don't want to do, they don't want to establish a charity. They basically want to donate to charity. They want to give their time to a charity. They want, you know, to make a difference in the community. Like I said, you know, and that's my number one thing. But, you know, people want to do good, and people want to see that there's people out there doing good.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the small business community is really a community that you could tap into in terms of donations for your charity. We'll talk about that down the road. Now, tell us how cancer changes people's lives.
I was talking to a lady yesterday, and very lovely lady. We were talking. She says, you know, I got cancer 3 years ago. She says, I was very well off. I had good, you know, income. I had great investments. And she says, it wiped me out. It changed me financially. And she says, that hurt me. She says, I'm okay. I have my health. But she says, it changed me emotionally. She says, I will never be the same emotionally. And she says, I hate to say I will never be the same physically, because you still have impacts from having treatments. You still have that fear on maybe you'll, you know, get cancer again, maybe you won't. And it just changes your perspective on life, because life is too short. You never know when, you know, God's going to take you home, and you've got to live your life and live the days to the fullest, because it impacts you in every way of your life.
It really does. And, you know, that said, tell us how you have seen faith enter into this picture.
I truly believe, and I'm a very faithful person, that, you know, God may not save you. And my mom had the faith till the end, and she was not bitter at the end. God did not save her. But that did not mean that she, you know, God, you know, she lost her faith in God. And I didn't lose my faith in God when I lost, you know, my mother. But I think you have to have faith, because I think faith gets you through the tough parts. Faith gets you through feeling cruddy after chemo. Faith gets you to a point where you're accepting that. And that's what my mom was. She's accepting that this was the end of her journey, and she was going to unfortunately pass away from this disease. And I have faith that, you know, if you touch people's lives in a way that they need at the time, that they can get through anything, or they can help them get through it, you know, anything.
Absolutely. And that's a great testimony for you and your mother, Heavenly Mimi. Now, you've got an event coming up here, Rosen.
I sure do.
And, yes, and let's talk about the event and what the community can do to help you make this event successful.
Absolutely, absolutely. So my event is on April the 2nd, and the event is held at The Mix, which is in Dallas, east side of Dallas, at 9125 Deisman. And it's from 5 to 9. It's going to be lots of fun. We're going to have food. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have shopping. We're actually going to have a dance contest. So it's going to be fun for adults. And then also for your kiddos. Bring the kids. They can, you know, have fun. And you don't have to have hire a babysitter. But the number one thing it's going to do, it's going to bring people together. And it's going to raise funds for Heavenly Mimi. And 100% of the proceeds will go out to help somebody. And it's so important. This fundraiser is so important, because I've got so many applications on asking for assistance, needing assistance. And my number one thing, I do not want to tell them no. So this charity needs to help. And this is why we're doing the fundraiser, to give back to the community, have fun, you know, get to know people. But the number one thing is to help people that are suffering from this terrible disease.
So, again, why don't you give us the location and the contact information for your event?
Absolutely. So it is at The Mix, which is in the basement of White Rock Methodist Church, and the address is 9125 Deisman in Dallas. To call me if you have any questions, my phone number is 469 867-0159.
And can they go to heavenlymimi.org and find additional information?
Absolutely. It's on the front page of my website, and then they can also go to eventbrite.com, enter Heavenly Mimi as the venue, and they can, you know, see all the details. They can buy tickets. Tickets are actually going at an early price, you know, for $20 for adults, $7 for kids. But at the door, it's still economical. It's $25 for adults, $10 for kids, and like I said, it's going to a great cause.
So now, what can people do to help you just on Saturday, but then going forward?
Absolutely. So Saturday, yes, that would be great. But they can't come because they've got other, you know, prior engagements. They can go to my website. They can donate. So they can contact me about volunteering. We always need volunteers, you know, to help, you know, this charity, you know, get out there in the community, get the word out.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you mentioned shopping. Let's talk about that. I love shopping.
I love shopping too. And so I have been so blessed. And honestly, every one of these people, these vendors are my friends. So they are willing to give their proceeds that they make to Heavenly Mimi. So it is just, it's like full circle. So shopping is Airbond, Mary Kay. We have Truly Fashion, which she has awesome clothes. We have Dove Chocolates, which is so delicious. We have a lady that has quotes, like sayings, you know, pictures. We have a bunch of jewelry. And so it's going to be so fun to go meet new people, shop. And then also we have raffles. So all my vendors donated a raffle prize, so people buy tickets, $10 a ticket, and, of course, the value of the prize is way more than that. And they can, you know, buy the raffle tickets, they can shop and proceeds, and then buy the ticket to the, you know, fundraiser. I mean, it is just giving back, and I'm so blessed for that.
Allison, what do you need today?
I need people to volunteer. If they want to volunteer on a regular basis, if they want to volunteer for events that we have, I need people to donate. If they can be a monthly donor, that would be awesome. If they can only donate once a month, then, hey, I'm so appreciative of that. Coming to the fundraising, you know, event on Saturday, I would love to meet people, love to, you know, see what I can do. I can help them, you know, this is the thing. I can help them because we don't have the funds at the time, or we don't have what they're looking for. I want to get them in touch with people that can, you know, help in the community. And that's the thing. I partner up with, you know, other, you know, charities that can help in many, many ways.
Great, great. We'll be right back. Don't go away with Allison Haley Bird. Bird Haley, sorry. Don't go away. We'll be right back. The Factor of P radio show has been on now for 1 year. This is a daily devotional, and we interview women in ministries nationwide. We look for visionaries that want to make a difference. And today we have Allison Haley Bird. Allison, let's talk about your son for a minute.
Okay.
How's he doing?
He's doing well. He is 19 at the time. The cancer was in his eye, so blind in the eye. He has no vision at all. He can see, you know, see maybe light, but he doesn't know otherwise. This is how his life is, and he's never once complained. He years ago used to get mad at me when I would go to school and tell the teacher he needed to sit up front. He's like, I don't want to be treated special. But he is doing very well. His health is, you know, was exceptionally good after treatment. He is, you know, monitored, you know, because once you've got cancer, the risk of having cancer is a little up there, more so than someone that's never had cancer. So, you know, I'm very cautious. You know, it's hard at, you know, Tina tell me wear sunscreen, but I'm like, wear sunscreen, you know, take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are many things that we can do to take care of ourselves, but, you know, your charity is something that is just really phenomenal. Let's talk about what the community can do to help you. We know you need volunteers, and we know you need money. All charities need money.
Absolutely.
What are some of the rewarding things that come out of this charity?
Rewarding is knowing I'm helping make a difference. You know, a little bit can help so much. I had a lady that sent me a card to thank me for sending her a gas card because it helped tremendously. And my thing is, when I sent that, I thought, oh, I would love to send more, you know, money on the gas card. But she was so appreciative, and I just feel blessed. I can touch people's lives that make a difference when they're going through such a tragedy with going through this cancer journey, because it is not fun. It, you know, the community, I think, needs to rally around these people when they do get this, you know, unfortunate diagnosis, you know, employers, friends, and say, what can we do? What can we help you with? I think that would help tremendously.
Well, that said, you need a sponsor for your office building, correct?
Absolutely, I really do. So we have an office building, yay! And so it is lovely. We have conference rooms that I want to start doing groups in. I want to start connecting people, but we would love to have a sponsor for the office space. It, you know, it's only $250 a month. That is not a lot, and it's definitely paying forward to a good cause.
It's $250 a month, and where is it located?
It's located off of 75 and 635.
Okay, is it a executive suite?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, and how can one contact you about sponsorship for your office space?
Well, James, I would feel blessed if someone would be a sponsor for my office space. They can call me, and my phone number is 469-867-0159. They can also email me. My email is heavenlymimi4@gmail.com, and I'd be so appreciative.
Okay, great. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We're here again with Allison Haley Bird of Heavenly Mimi's Charities. And Allison has an event coming up on April 2nd. Again, Allison, would you provide us with the information, the contact information and location?
Absolutely, absolutely. So it is on April 2nd, like you said, from 5 o'clock to 9, and it is at The Mix, which is in the basement of Methodist, White Rock Methodist Church. It is at 9125 Dyceman Drive. They can, you know, come, have fun. They can contact me if they have any questions. My phone number is 469-867-0159. If they want to go and buy tickets, early bird price is going on right now. They can go to eventbrite.com. Just enter the event, Heavenly Mimi, and they'll see the page with all the information.
Allison, let's talk about the mission. I understand the mission for your charity, but maybe the audience needs to know a little bit more about the charity.
Absolutely. So the charity is to help. My statement basically is helping somebody through their cancer journey, because cancer is a journey. It is to help with personal expenses, like, hey, I need a gas card. I need a bus pass, you know, to get, you know, to and from treatment. Medical can be, I need a lab bill paid. I need my copay paid to see the doctor. You know, something that can help a little bit can go a long way to help these people through this journey they're going through.
And what about your vision for your charity?
My vision, of course, you know, I'm very blessed to live in a huge metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, but I would love eventually, years to come, to be nationwide. I want to help somebody from New York. I want to help someone from California, from Florida. I want to make a difference, put us on this world to make a difference in anybody's life, everybody's life.
I understand. What are some things, Allison, that the business community can do? We talk about supporting nonprofit organizations. We talk about that. But in reality, is there enough contributed to charities like yours?
I think, you know, there's not enough contributed to charities that are, you know, starting out, or charities that are smaller than other bigger charities, well-known charities. I think the business community, especially small businesses, I think they, you know, reach out to people like myself more because they know how it is to be, you know, a person that is starting to get out their, you know, name and starting to community. But I think that, you know, businesses, you know, big, small, they just need to give to a charity that, you know, is near and dear to their heart, something that they can make a difference. They need to, you know, if they have somebody in their office or they know somebody that they work with, they need to, they can't contribute financially to them or help them financially. They need to help emotionally, you know, to help them get through what they're, you know, going through. I think that will help a lot.
Well, when you say emotionally, what do you think? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, I think it just be a support. I think talking to them, hey, is there anything I can do? You know, you can always call me any hour of the day. You know, they can bring, like, you know, a meal to them if they need it. They can, you know, hey, you know, I can help you if you need something here at work while you're going through this cruddy time in your life. You need me to go downstairs and grab something for you, I can do that. It's kind of easy.
Well, let me ask you this.
To start it.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, as a small business owner myself, and not, praise the Lord, not having gone through this journey of having cancer, how is it I can be of value, or any small business? I mean, you know, we're in business. We're working 24/7 usually if you're in your own business. So are you saying just donate a gas card? Are you saying donate a meal? Are you saying donate a gift card?
Yes, I'm saying donate whatever you can do to help somebody. My thing is, you know, I hear all the time that I got to get to the doctor's appointment and I don't, man, I cannot afford the gas. So I've, you know, we've helped people with gas cards. I, you know, want to help people if, let's say they live, you know, a distance from the hospital and they've got to be at the hospital for a week time for some reason to go in and out of testing or do some type of chemo or some type of radiation. We want to help them as far as like help with hotel stays, you know, and as far as meals, you know, there's so many great organizations that out there that help with meals for like senior citizens, but you know, there's not a lot that help with people that are going through cancer. And usually when you're going through cancer, you do not want to eat. That's the last thing. But, you know, people can kind of say, hey, you know, I know that you may not feel well to cook for your family. I'm going to cook for your family. You know, it's just something to help.
Is there a list on your website of items that people can donate?
There is not, but I will definitely get that posted very soon.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Well, we're on the downside of the show. It's been an awesome interview with you, Allison. Are there any final words you'd like to offer to our audience today? Now, keep in mind, once we finish the show, it'll be populated on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, the entire show we're producing right now. So any final words you'd like to offer to your social media friends?
Thank you. I want to say first, thank you, Janice, for all your support, and your kindness is meant the world to me. So I want to thank you for that first. My final thoughts are, you know, my goal is to make a difference in this world, and one person can make a difference, and Heavenly Mimi is a charity that wants to give back, wants to help. My mom was such a giving person, so this is, you know, dedicated to her in memory. I want, you know, people to contact me if they need help. I want people to contact me if they want to be a volunteer. Financially support, like you said, an office space would be great. They could be a sponsor for that. Monthly donors would be awesome. My goal is to have my event on Saturday on April 2nd be phenomenally successful at the mix. You know, they can go to eventbrite.com to check out the info. They can go to my website, you know, anytime to get contact information or to fill an application for assistance, and that's heavenlymimi.org. They can email me at any time, and I respond to my emails very quickly, which is heavenlymimi4@gmail.com, or calling me. And my phone is with me at all times. If I don't answer, I will get back to people immediately. And that number is 469-867-0159. And, of course, you know, they can like my Facebook because social media is, you know, out there, and people are, you know, linked to that, and they can go to my, you know, Facebook page and like me and follow Heavenly Mimi.
And also, anyone that would like to have Allison speak at their events about her journey, you may reach out to me, Janice Montgomery Albuquerque Strouser. My phone number is 214-548-2584. And Allison is a keynote speaker at the North Texas Christian Motivational Speakers Association.com. 214-482-584. Reach out to me, Janice Montgomery Albuquerque Strouser, and book her as a speaker. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Thank you so much, Allison. I've got a few announcements to make. Don't go away.
Thank you, Janice. You're so kind.
The announcements are on April 30, the Positive Connection for a Women's Leadership Conference in Irving, Texas at the Doubletree Hotel. 2, on May 7 in Irving, Texas at the Doubletree Hotel. Yes, I do like the Doubletree. Yes, I do. The next We Can Do It, Positive Connection for a Women's Conference. And then on May 11, we're filming our first, the pilot TV show for the female entrepreneur. We've got a busy, busy spring planned for you. My name again, Janice Montgomery Albuquerque Strouser. Allison, Haley Bird. Thank you, Allison. And we'll see you on Saturday at your event.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.